So we were learning the halachas of shehiya, which one is not allowed to put food that was not fully cooked on an open fire, even if you put them before Shabbos, because you may do something with the fire justice, going to the mechaber. The only thing you're allowed to leave an open fire is something that, by leaving it on the fire, it will be less quality, less good. It won't be good for it to stay on a high flame. So the one example we have for that is water. Water that is already hot water, to make it overly hot, you're just going to get clothing to evaporate early. Now the soul of Zera is only when it's heated by fire, but by fire from a wood that the coal is disturbed. And Vuska Vekash Vavava, Vutash Shalefi Leina Lokum Vakuma. If the thing that was used to heat it up was straw, hay, these type of things, they right away burn up. There's no coals and the nail is no shash. There's no practical example of that nowadays. There are two places to cook on, and there was a division made out of pottery in between them. As a group of ketumah, and there's any group of ketumah. Basically, you have one cooking surface which has open fire, and the other one is a covered fire. So you let it put on the covered one, because it's close to the one which is open, but not on top of it. Mutal hashel grufa tuma afal pisha moisa fevel ishen grufa tuma. Even though heat is coming from the one, the open fire, but since the pot is on the covered fire, that is acceptable. We're not concerned that because you have a fire next to you, you do something with the fire next to it. It continues in the chadah. The tamar. A tamar is something they had in the olden days, which was like a cone-shaped cooking area, which had a thick insulation around it and had very extreme heat in it. And because of that, we were more machmir than the tanner. I feel him hosting the kashik vava. Also, I feel this mokloy. I feel him going for cotton. This tanner doesn't even help to take out the ashes, the coals, or to cover the coals with ashes. Because there's such intense heat, we're concerned you're going to do something with a fire. And after you took out the coals, we covered them up because there's always something that remains. Ramo says, coals manchu yatsu let this boy. The issue is, as long as it's hard enough, that your hand will feel the pain from the heat. If it's cool down already, there's no problem. The mice of today's ovens are not included in this. Today's ovens have the same status of a stove top, but there is one chumra. The chumra is that the difference between putting it on top of the cooking surface or putting it inside. Putting it inside is more stringent and respectful, taking out and putting back, which we'll see later on. You're not allowed to take anything out of the oven and put it back in. Continue the mechaber. The chol shekein shos alishes b'toyf al gabel. Yeah, surely you're not allowed to put something before Shabbos that wasn't fully cooked. According to the mechaber, that is beneficial for it to be cooked. Continue cooking. That is also on this tadam. The koifer. Koifer is similar to a kira, but a kira is a double burner and this is a single burner. Shemokim shvizik tei achas and hulsek v'kashem v'vavad in a kira. If it was heated up with hay, it has the status of kira, which means that it's permitted to put something on it before Shabbos, even though it retains the heat. Okay, so that this Ramos says basically we said before today, tanurim have the same status of a kira. Continues the mechaber. What happens? A person forgot and he left something on the open fire, which today, the more common situation of it is, he left something in the oven when he pulled Shabbos. It was ready fully cooked before Shabbos. I feel the time of Yofala. Even according to the Mechaber, the host, like I feel he now put something that the cooking is beneficial for, but since it was fully cooked before Shabbos, even though you left it in the Isser, it is permitted. Also, I might because the Mechaber wasn't fully cooked, then it is also till after Shabbos, and over the shore also Bishnei. If he intentionally left it there, then it's also whether it was partially cooked, or even if it was fully cooked, he can't eat it till the day she has, the amount of time it takes to have that improvement that was done by putting it on the fire in Shabbos. You have to wait that amount of time after Shabbos in order to eat. So, according to the Ar Halacha, which we pass in, that's totally Mapa Nejuzoi, a third of cooked. Lachatrila, we said you shouldn't put something into the oven unless it's fully cooked. And if it's not fully cooked, it's still mutter. But if it was raw and it was just partially cooked, and by the time the Shabbos set in by Shkia, it's still was not matal ben usoy, wasn't thoroughly cooked. Now sometimes you can put a kugel, table kugel back before Shabbos inside, and it's not edible by the time that Shabbos comes in such a case, and the it will be also. Now is it also the Chazon Ish paskens that you have to remove it from the oven? Because it's in fact that you're leaving it in the oven with the fire on causes a concern you may do something with the fire. Im Hirziram Eina Yehudi v'Shabbos Dina v'Shocha v'Shoch. So now we switched. So now we're talking about leaving it on the open fire from before Shabbos. Now we're talking about a Goy did a favor for a Jewish friend and he put something on the fire on Shabbos. So even though the Goy did it amazing, if it's amazing, will be also to last the Shabbos. But since the Goy did it, as in a Shogay, and therefore, as long as it was edible before Shabbos, even if it wasn't fully cooked, one could use it on Shabbos. Nearly Israel didn't go to the show, but a Jewish person put it back, even the Shogay, this is a Chumrah of putting it back on Shabbos, unintentionally did it, then the food is also completely, even if it was Mitzvah the Yoko, even though it's fully cooked, as long as the cooking is beneficial. So somebody put a shulant on the fire on Shabbos, Chazorah, and come upon the shulant was a dry shulant, otherwise it's a problem of Bishul. There's no problem with Chazorah, even so, the Jew put it on Shabbos, then it cannot be used at Shabbos. What Rambam says that if a person puts something on the fire on Shabbos, it's also for him, but if you have two conditions, that the person put it back, Shogeg, and it was fully cooked beforehand, even though it's beneficial for it to get cooking. In that case, the Mogen Rav is permitting other people to eat it. So if I put it, want to put it back, no. So the Maita, what does it mean for himself? Himself means for his family. So, wherever it was cooked for. So basically, the person put something back on the fire, on Shabbos, in the fashion that it's also to do it. If some people are matzah, so they have to use some of them matzah. But put something unequivocally also, put something on Shabbos, from a piece of chicken from the refrigerator on an open fire on Shabbos, even though he did it with shogeg, still it will be also for him and his family to eat it. So after Shabbos, he can switch with his neighbor.